The third etiquette that every pilgrim should adorn themselves with, you should be diligent. Now you want to make a hajj, this is a journey. The Shaykh, he says you have to find the right companions, the right group, righteous people that you make hajj with. Don't just go with anybody. Now you have to look in the area where you work or somewhere, who are the people who they are upon the sunnah, upon the way of the salaf. Because these are the people that they are concerned. They're going to go and perform the hajj according to the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Says because these people, you want to benefit from them both knowledge and etiquette, knowledge and akhlaq. So once again, it's very important. Some people don't pay attention to this. They just concern about what hotel you're going to be in. Is food included? Buffet? What buffet? What airline? Where are you going to stay? And they don't care. They go with Sufis, Hizbis, Ikhwanis, Tablighis. They don't. And they go there, now they come back, A'udhu Billah, I went with these people. A'udhu Billah, you should say A'udhu Billah before. Now you gotta check before you go with any group, who are these groups? Who's going with them? Sometimes some groups, they say, oh, we have the big sheikh going. What sheikh? Ignorant guy. He smokes cigarettes. This is a sheikh? He's a sheikh. Have no manners. People want to talk to him, he says, don't talk to me. Why can't I talk to you? People, you're there. And they, some of them, they give them big money for them to go with the group. A lot. But Allah musta'an. So anyway, this is what the Shaykh is advising us. You want to go for Hajj? You got to make sure you go with the right people. Fafi Sahih al-Bukhari ومسلم عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مثل الجليس الصالح والسوء كحامل المسك ونافخ الكير فحامل المسك إما أن يحذيك وإما أن تبتاع منه وإما أن تجد منه ريحا طيبة ونافخ الكير إما أن يحرق ثيابك وإما أن تجد ريحا خبيثة. And he mentioned a proof to this point, hadith that is in Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith number 5534, and in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 6692, on the authority of Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the example of a righteous companion and an evil one is like the example of the person who have the misk, sells the misk, that beautiful, nice smelling fragrance. And the evil companion is like the blacksmith, the one who works with fire and plastic and burn stuff. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he says, so the one who sells and carry the misk, being around him, what's going to happen to you? Whether he give you a gift, and if he give you something, he's nice. He's giving you some musk. Or you may buy something and you're still buying something very nice. Or if none of this happen, when you leave, you smell good. People know that you've been around that person. Just been around him, you smell so good. And as for the blacksmith, then being around the person who work on the fire, two things may happen to you. If he doesn't burn your clothing, if you stay from that, when you depart him, you smell bad. Smoke and the like. Aina. Likewise, when you spend time with the righteous people, they give you gifts. They advise you, قال الله, after Salah, they give a reminder, they take you to the ulama, take you to the scholars, they arrange talks with students of knowledge, they tell you, no, this is what it is, no, this is bid'ah, this is not sunnah, he leave it alone. Even you see a lot of people doing it, but it doesn't work like that. They work with Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah, or the Sahaba they were upon. But if you go with the Mubtadi'ah, they'll be taking you to places that you shouldn't be in. They'll be taking you away from the masjid. Just, oh, we go to this cave. We're going to go climb this valley because that we heard, well, we don't know, but Prophet ﷺ, maybe. Why, if you're not sure, why are you taking people there? Keep the people in the masjid. SubhanAllah, many times we take some of the ulama, we want to arrange talks, and they says, do the talk in the morning, 10 o'clock, 11. Some of them, they says, come after the asr, after you pray at the haram. SubhanAllah, they want us to pray at the haram. So we pray at the haram, we go to them, they give us a talk, and they watch. If it's a half an hour before Maghrib, they like, Abu Muhammad, tell the brothers to go now. I would love to be with them, but it's time to take them back to the haram to pray. They come from far away. They have only a couple of days in Medina. Let them benefit. Pray in Hazin. Allahu Akbar.